Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is August the 25th, Monday, 2014. New moon in Virgo. Let us begin. The events of the last 2 weeks with what's going on in the Mideast and these grouping that fundamentalists who have seized the headlines and also seized property would make you wonder what we were talking about 2 weeks ago when we said that you will have to have forgiveness as a main ingredient. And as if to accent what we were saying, here an event occurred, senseless event occurred that brought up the vengeance of an entire country, of an entire culture. The entire Western world and other parts of the world are now focused on the destruction of this group that has come forward. And so how can that happen? How can we say in one breath that you will see new solutions and then have the old solutions come along, the old problems come along, and then the old solutions just seem to come forward? More vengeance, more weapons, more destruction. But recall that we said last week or last time that these changes would come over a period of time. And it's kind of like what happens when you want to paint a wall. You have a wall that has been damaged or whatever, and people have been writing on it, graffitiing on it for a long time. You must first come along and lay down a primer. You must first come along. You cannot just paint over it or the things behind it will come through. You must first come along with the primer that sort of goes over everything and gives you a fresh start. And that is energetically what's going on at this time. There are these places that are being seen to have marks that cannot be painted over. And it will be needed energetically to sort of whitewash over this, to primer over this area. And so the way you will see it sort of unfolding in the next few weeks with this group in the Mideast is you will see people who will take sides. You will see people who will distance themselves from this grouping. You will see people who will say, no, I'm not part of this grouping. Yes, I have similar beliefs, but not the extremes that this grouping has. Because when you are in a place where the energies are flowing and life force is flowing, you have a strong desire to allow, understand? To allow the seasons to come, to allow the birds to chirp, you have this sense of allowing. And much of this focus is on groupings that don't want to allow. Think about it. They don't want to allow. They don't want to allow something. And so you will begin to see these groupings come forward that don't allow. And there will be a strong energetic to either open them up to allowing or having them exit the stage. Now you might say, well, wait a minute, aren't they manifesting? Aren't they doing what they want to do? Absolutely. But you are not in a solid world. You are not in a one-world-fits-all kind of situation. There are as many worlds as there are humans. And so what you will begin to see is a grouping of the humans moving into this age of enlightenment, golden age we have called it, who want to move forward with a deeper understanding of energy, with a deeper understanding of life force. And that deeper understanding will come from within themselves, not from outside. They will begin to realize their place and their purpose and what they can do. And when you have that, then these external forces that want to shape your thinking, whether they are religious or political or whatever, will be seen as something trying to force itself on you. This grouping is very much a grouping of having things put on them. And there's a part of you that understands this. In other words, they are not a grouping moving into a wonderful, euphoric place in the future. They are a group trying to reach back into a oppressive past, a very oppressive past. And so the pull will pull them out of this reality. They are doing it to themselves. Again, you cannot make someone do something. You cannot walk up to them and say, do this, if they are hell-bent, or whatever term you want to use, to not do it. So all you can do is let them go. And this grouping wants to be let go on their own. They want to return back to some place, and for them, they will. And yet the majority of the planet, which is appalled by what they have done and repelled by what they have done and see the insanity of their actions, that grouping is moving forward. And so you will see certain events occurring that might go against what we said last time. But these are the remnants of that kind of solution. Again, as we said, you have to put a primer down. This is the priming part of it. Understand? And then you will have more and more and more freedom to express in the direction of the golden age that you are being guided towards, that your intentions are bringing you towards. And so, as hard as it may be, see these groupings as the wounded individuals they are. In other words, they are not free. They don't have freedom. They have no freedom at all. It is totally, totally, totally a prison that they are in. These groupings are like prisoners. They are prisoners of their ideology. They are prisoners of their religious beliefs. These are not free thinking people. And so they cannot join the free thinking, free expressing world that we are describing. They cannot be part of it, because a prerequisite is free will. And those who would follow such dogma into such heinous crimes are not following free will. They are not feeling the energies that we are describing. They are doing their damnedest to deny where you are going. And so see that as a wounded person. You would not be upset at something that was wounded. You might not want it to do the crazy things it would do wounded, but you would also know it is wounded. And so that is what we mean when we say bring forgiveness. Because they are prisoners, and they have not been set free. And see yourself where you are, and notice that you have, ideally, freedom. You have freedom of expression, you have freedom to move about, and there's more and more and more of that coming in your world, the world around you, the world right in front of you. And that is what we are trying to tell you, what we want to express to you in as many ways as we know how. Your world is different from their world. And although they seem to be the same, they are not. Now, when someone like this reporter, this journalist, stumbles into their world, again, you have moved to a place where you're not in the freedom flow you were in before. And although you would like to go in there and say, hey, look, there's a whole world out beyond your walls that is free, you have also stepped into their prison. And so, watch out. Now, enough about that. What we are trying to tell you is that you are moving forward. And so we want you to start feeling that energy more. And we discussed last time the idea of energetic body movements. And so let's talk about that for a moment. There are energetic body movements you can use to help focus and move this energy through you. Yoga is one, Tai Chi is another. There's a very simple one that we have used with our grouping for a long time, which is called spinning. And we want you all to think about it for a moment. You have all been on things that you can spin, chairs that spin in coffee shops, things that spin on the playground and things of this sort. But you can spin in place. You can plant one foot down and sort of spin on that one foot. And what we are describing is a method of, you put your hands out, you look at one of your hands, you do not take your eye off that one hand. And then you spin on the one foot. You turn, ideally we would say clockwise, but you can turn the other way as well. But spin for multiples of, say, 11 or 13 times, or 11 times, or 13 times, or 22 times, or 26. Understand? And when you spin, if you do not wobble, you will not get dizzy. And when you stop, plant your feet for a moment and stand as still as you can. Try not to move, because that will make you dizzy. And what you are doing is you are like stirring coffee in a coffee cup. And if you've ever noticed, when you stir things in a coffee cup, all of the particles in the coffee come to the center. Understand? And so by spinning, you move energy through you and you bring it together. You bring it into a center. Understand? It is a very good thing to do. Do it outside, you can do it inside, but do it outside is better. And it's very good to do on moons, particularly full moons and new moons. And so we want you to think about that, because this energy that we are describing is real. It's not something that's mumbo jumbo. You can feel it. And as you begin to feel it moving past your third eye, your pineal gland, it will begin to soften the crust, the crud around it. Because in your society, there's been a lot of work done to calcify and crust up your pineal gland. And this is a method to move that energy into that area and sort of soften it up. We also want you to think about what you are eating, what you are ingesting. And particularly we would speak to those who are in places where they don't seem to have options. You really need to start looking into options. Much of the food supply that is currently out there on the shelves of your grocery stores is poison. There are poisons in these foods, whether they are pesticides, whether they are ingredients for preservatives and things of this sort. And these materials need to be removed from your environment. And you all can start with your immediate environment. In other words, start removing these things. If you have not already done this, many of you have already been ahead of the game. And we say bravo. But to those who have been slow to pick it up, see yourself becoming conscious of the ingredients in your food. And if you cannot read it, if it reads like some kind of chemistry book, then see if you can find substitutes. And for some, you will say, oh no, there's no substitutes. Intend that substitutes find you. That is part of what we are saying. Imagine that the world is catching up to the idea that these things don't belong in the environment. And see that happening. Because the more you project yourself into that future where these things aren't there, the more that future can reach back into the now and start building that future. Whether it means certain laws getting passed, whether it means certain movements getting started, things of this sort. People just saying no to mechanized farming, no to mechanized food supplies, no to GMO foods. As more and more people begin to do this, the forces that are bringing these things into your world will lose their strength. Because the only way they have strength is by you being unconscious and you being asleep. So wake up. See yourself waking up to the damaging ingredients in your food supply. And there's plenty of information. It is not a coincidence that the internet is here at this time. The internet is here at this time to bring you information in the physical that has been trying to find you in the non-physical, and you have not been listening. So now the physical internet is overlaying the psychic internet and allowing that information to find you in a physical way. And so see if you can use your intuition, synchronicity, to search out some of this information. There's plenty of it out there. And our vehicle was recently speaking with his brother's girlfriend. And she said, well, how do I know what to eat and what stores to go to and these sort of things? And he said, get on the internet. Go look. Go do a search on healthy eating. Go do a search on gluten-free world. Go do a search on cutting sugar out of your diet and see what comes up. In other words, don't sit there and wait for it to find you. Go seek it out. Because the more you can do that, the more momentum these activities will have in the world around you. Our vehicle's wife is very good at this. She has been for a long time projecting a world where it is healthy for her to live in, because the world around her for a longest time was not healthy. And every time she would go somewhere, she would find that there was nothing for her to eat, nothing for her to drink. The room itself was toxic. The environment, the cars were toxic. The air was toxic. The people were toxic. It was just a toxic, toxic place. But she kept imagining it cleaning up. And now she finds more and more and more that the world around her is catching up. It is like cleaning the crap off of a window. You begin to see more and more and more. First, you have to start cleaning the window off. And so we would suggest that those of you who are listening to us begin to be more conscious, begin to intend to be more conscious. And if you're already there, wonderful. See if you can help some of your family members and friends. But if you have not even given this any thought, start. Start now. Because this is the kind of thing that will bring more and more and more of it into the world that you inhabit. And as that momentum builds, you will find it easier and easier and easier to be in a healthy environment, because it will be what is around you. Now, you can still have these things going on in other parts of the world. You will still have whatever's going on in Africa, whatever's going on in the Middle East. These things are happening, but you, for the most part, you are not there. And what will occur from our perspective is that, again, these places will begin to fade and be overlaid with a version of themselves that is healthier and more freedom-oriented, more oriented towards freedom of expression of the humans that you are, not of the dogma that has been overlaid on you. And keep in mind that there are multiple realities out there, and that just as you pick a place to go when you are steering a boat or when you are driving a car, you put a certain place in your GPS and you go there, you don't end up someplace where you didn't put it in the GPS. You don't end up somewhere that you didn't focus your steering at. So see that future. See yourself steering towards that future. See the people around you steering towards that future. Because that is how you will find it. By intending it. By seeing it already there as a destination. And we'll give you another hint as you see that destination in front of you, you will discover that it has effects in the past. That certain things that seem to have been in the past will become less and less and less important. And it's even possible to alter the past, because the future you're heading towards could not have that past to get you there. And so imagine yourself getting somewhere, and maybe you look for a scar on your head that you got when you were a child, and the scar is gone. And then even the memory of how you got that scar starts to fade, because it didn't seem to happen. It can be just like that, because reality is a frequency. Reality is a vibration, and that vibration goes forward and backward from your point of consciousness. And so as you see yourself moving into that future, maybe you had an illness when you were a child, but you're cured in the future, and all of a sudden you will realize maybe you didn't have that illness when you were a child. Now this is crazy making to some, but this is the kind of environment that the earth is moving into, where you can now straighten out a timeline and move it to a new destination. Imagine it like you took this long trip across the country. You went down to Florida, you went up to Montana, you went back down to Arizona, and then you finally reach someplace in California. But imagine now that you're in California, what a more direct route would have looked like. And then imagine that there is a you that starts from where you're at, takes that direct route, and knows all of the things that happened on that direct route. That memory and the events that would have occurred on that trip can appear in the future and be the past that you had. Again, you do not live in a solid world. That is an illusion. You wouldn't give any thought to this at all if it happened in a dream. And we are here to tell you that the physical world has more in common with a dream state than with this solid brick world that you think you have around you. That is why there's so much missing history on the planet. It's why you don't find a lot of artifacts. Because in some versions, those things never happened. And so they disappear. They are no longer in this reality. Our vehicle wanted to take a shirt with him the other day. He was traveling and he wanted this shirt. And he went and put it down. And he went around to collect more of his clothing, and he came back to get that shirt, and he could not find it. He has never found it. Where did it go? Disappeared. That kind of thing is going to happen more and more and more as you move forward in this timeline, in this energy that we are talking about. Things will find you, and things will disappear that are not needed or not part of where you are going. See it, and see if you can become conscious of it when it happens to you. And don't be so quick to want to explain it in 3D. See if you can imagine yourself becoming more magical in your thinking. It disappeared. The fairy realm took it or something. Whatever term you wish to use, it's not needed. And so it vanished. Years ago, this happened to our vehicle. He was very much into the tarot cards. He'd gotten his first tarot deck, and he was using his tarot deck on a daily basis, sometimes 2-3 times a day, to ask questions. And he was getting very good information. And then one day he went looking for it, and he could not find it. He knew where he put it, but he could not find it. And he searched and searched and searched and could not find his tarot deck. And at that time, he was discussing with us through auto writing, through his right hand, and he asked us, "Peace, what happened to my tarot deck?" And we told him he was becoming too dependent on it. And so it was decided by his higher self to remove it from his reality for a while. And he laughed at us. He says, "You're kidding me, that doesn't really happen." And he continued to look for it, but could not find it. And then, about 6 months later, he looked where he'd always been looking, and there it was. That kind of experience will become more and more and more common as you go forward. With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.